Now, on a blue background, flags billow atop a three-dimensional stone castle with spires and pitched roofs. Words fly in, Walt Disney Pictures. A glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the castle. Now, pixie dust billows past rays of light.
Now, where to begin? How about once upon a time?
How many times have you heard that to begin a story? Let's do something else. I got it. Here we go. Here's how to open a movie.
No, I don't think so. It sounds familiar, doesn't it, to you?
Now, a storybook blows open.
Oh, no, not the book. How many have seen opening the book before?
Close the book. We're not doing that. Here's what we're going to do. Why don't I just go back to the day things took a turn for the worse?
Titles appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents. Now, a chicken in eyeglasses looks out from a bell tower.
Run for your lives! Everyone run for cover! SOS! Mayday! Mayday! Code Red, duck and cover! You're all in danger!
A mother rabbit pulls a chain of babies out of a stroller. Two dogs flee from a diner. One stops and buries a bone.
Run for cover!
Animal residents panic in the streets.
Run for your lives!
A fire truck leaves a station.
Emergency!
A Dalmatian drives. As he swerves to avoid an accident, his ladder swings loose. It lops off the top of a poodle's car. She crashes into a fire hydrant, sending it flying into a water tower. The globe-shaped tank on top reads, Oaky Oaks. It falls loose and barrels through the town. Baby rabbits continue to stream out of the stroller. The last gets pulled free just before the giant ball crushes the carriage. Residents flee as it plows over street lamps and trees, then crashes through a brick wall. Now, a movie screen shows a live-action film. As Indiana Jones runs from a boulder, the ball rips through the screen. It bursts from the theater and bounces off cars. It lands on a statue of a turkey and comes to a stop.
Run for cover!
The fire truck arrives.
Chicken Little! What is it? What's going on?
The sky is falling! The sky is falling!
The sky is falling?
Are you crazy?
Chicken Little comes down.
Come with me.
A rooster gapes.
Son, what?
It happened under the old oak tree. I'm not making this up. I know it's here. There's a piece of the sky somewhere on the ground here. It was shaped like that.
He points.
It looks like a stop sign?
Yes, only it doesn't say stop, and it's blue, and it has a cloud on it. And it hit me on the head.
An acorn drops on him.
Like a stop sign.
Well, look, wait. What's that?
Son, is this what hit you?
Oh, no, Dad. It was definitely a piece of the sky. I'm telling
you. Piece of the sky. It's okay, everyone.
Dad, no.
There's been like a little mistake. It was just an acorn that hit my son.
No,
a little acorn.
Dad, no.
Quiet, son. This is embarrassing enough already.
Microphones shoot toward his son.
What were you thinking?
Why would you put your town's safety in jeopardy?
How could you mistake a stop sign for an acorn?
But it'd be a big acorn, little fly.
What did he say?
Big acorn, little fly.
It was a big acorn?
It was an ape throwing coleslaw?
Big acorn, little fly.
Gesundheit! Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish. Gibberish of an insane person.
Oh, come on, Buck! Your kid went and scared us all half to death.
Well, tell you folks, my son, you know, kids do crazy stuff.
The crowd disperses.
No, Dad, it wasn't an acorn. It was a piece of the sky. Really, it was.
He blinks his big, sad eyes.
You gotta believe me.
Now a billboard reads, Coming soon, Crazy Little Chicken, the movie. It shows an acorn bouncing off his head. Words appear. 1 year later, Buck drives by with Chicken Little in the back seat.
A movie. They're making a movie. When will everybody forget your big mistake?
Panting dogs ride in a pickup.
First it was all over the papers, then they wrote a book about it, then the book on tape, and the board game.
A sign reads, Welcome to Oaky Oaks, best acorns in the universe.
And the website, the commemorative plates, you know, you saw them,
yeah,
right?
I saw
you can't
them.
Eat off them, but they're there.
Well, they're not microwave safe.
Billboards. You saw the billboards?
Yeah, I saw them.
A traffic stop chameleon changes from green to red.
There's a bumper sticker.
Nearby, a stork runs into a china shop window.
Billboards I can live with.
A bull exits the shop.
But a bumper sticker, it's It's like glued on forever.
Look, Dad, it doesn't even matter. You know why? Because I've got a plan.
Yeah, about that. Well, remember how I told you it would be better for you just to lay low, don't call attention to yourself, right?
Yes, but
see,
I was...
it's like a game. Yeah, a game of hide and seek, except the goal is never to be found, ever. Great. Now we've got a plan, right?
He drops his son off at the curb.
I'll see you later. Remember, lay low.
Yeah, okay.
Buck drives off in his chubby white car. Chicken Little waves sadly.
Bye.
A mother poodle and puppy walk up.
Look, Mama, there's the crazy chicken.
Yes, it is, crazy little chicken. You're so smart. We don't make eye contact. Bye-bye.
She drags her child away.
That's it. Today is a new day.
A school bus pulls up. Students send Chicken Little spinning as they rush aboard. The bus drives off without him. It was a recipe for disaster. As he chases after it, a girl fox empties a sack of acorns out the window. Chicken Little trips on them, and the bus leaves him behind. Was happy everyone was after me. He retrieves his glasses and hurries down the sidewalk. As our view pulls back, a title appears over the town square in red lowercase letters, outlined in yellow. Chicken Little. We rocket down and tail Chicken Little as he weaves past pedestrians on the sidewalk. He leaps two strollers as they bump nose to nose, then slides clear of a garbage can as a bear drops it down. He smacks headfirst into a bull's briefcase. It breaks open, sending papers into the air. Chicken Little gathers them in a pile and spears them onto one of the bull's horns. Now a street signal changes from a walking turtle to just the turtle's shell. Chicken Little eyes a button out of reach on the traffic pole and a flower growing at the pole's base. Now he shimmies up the pole, using the flower's stem like a lumberjack's climbing rope. He pecks the button and the signal changes. As Chicken Little crosses the street, his foot gets stuck in gum. The walk signal changes to the don't walk turtle shell. As cars approach, Chicken Little takes out a lollipop, sucks on it, and quickly lies on his side. As a car passes over him, he sticks the lollipop to its bumper. The car yanks him free of the gum and sends him flipping through the air. He lands victoriously, but notices his pants are missing. They're stuck to the gum. Trying to hide his tidy whities, he sneaks through a thick lawn toward a school. He watches from behind a hedge as students loiter outside the entrance. Sneaking around the side of the building, he eyes a second-story window, then a vending machine. Now he ties an upside-down soda bottle to his back. It's almost as tall as he is. He wiggles his behind, shaking the soda, then kicks off the cap. The fizz shoots him up through the open window. He lands in front of a pyramid of cheerleaders. He exits the gym, hiding his undies behind a pom-pom. Now he swings a rope around the dial of an upper row locker. Tugging carefully, he enters his combination. As the door opens, a window shade unfurls from inside. Chicken Little grabs it. As it retracts, it pulls him up into the locker, folding up a notebook page of math homework. He makes a pair of paper shorts for himself. As he strikes a triumphant pose, a passing janitor shuts the locker door. A hanger pokes out of the vent and scratches at the dial. Now, next to a grown-up sheep, a chalkboard reads, Mutton Class, Mr. Woolensworth.
Very well, Foxy Loxy.
Present pretty and punctual.
Goosey Lucy. Master Runt of the Litter.
Present and accounted for, Mr. Woolensworth.
A huge pig smiles. The fat round pig gets stuck in his desk as he reaches for the floor. He topples over.
Loser!
Henny Penny, Ducky Lucky, Fuzzy Wuzzy, Porcupine, Porcupine. Yo, fish out of water?
A fish student wears a deep sea diver's helmet filled with water. He mimes pushing a button and descending in an elevator.
Quite. Abby Mallard.
Ugly duckling.
Class, I will not tolerate rude behavior at the expense of a fellow...
No worries, Mr. Woolensworth.
He sees the gangly buck-toothed duck.
You mustn't sneak up on me, ugly Abby. Where was I?
Ugly duckling.
Oh, yes. Chicken Little.
Goosey points to an empty desk.
Tardy again.
Tardy again. Class, turn to page 62 and translate each word in mutton. He.
Ba.
She.
Ba.
They.
Ba.
We.
Ba.
In gym class.
Okay, everyone, listen up. I don't want to hear any quacks, tweets, oinks, whinnies, or cockily-doodle-doos when I say...
He whips out a ball.
Dodgeball.
Foxy howls.
Oh, man.
Pump it up. Pump it, pump it, pump it.
Split into two teams. Popular versus unpopular.
Coach!
Yeah, unpopular.
Shouldn't we review safety guidelines?
Sure. Hit the pig, kids.
Now the game gets underway. Runt hides behind a much smaller leopard who gets picked off by Foxy. He scurries behind a bear who gets hit as well.
Calm down, Runt! Just do what Fish is doing!
As Fish breakdances across the court, balls sail right past him. As Runt tries it, dozens of balls hit him, knocking him over. Now, Chicken Little arrives in his paper shorts.
Woo! Good morning.
I had a run-in with my old nemesis.
Gum in the crosswalk.
He won this round.
Your old foe.
Mm-hmm.
Incoming on your right.
Using his hind legs, a donkey kicks balls down a stork's throat. As a ram butts the stork, the balls shoot back toward the donkey, who dodges. They ricochet off the ceiling and scrunch the donkey to a tiny height.
Yeah, I heard about the movie. Tough break.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe it'll just go straight to video.
That's the least of my problems. Whoa! This morning, my dad told me I should basically just disappear. But you know, that's not gonna get me down, because I've got a plan. You wanna hear about it?
Uh-oh.
No, this one's good. Okay, well, look, one moment destroyed my life, right? One moment. Warthog, it's 3 o'clock.
I see him.
She throws a ball.
Yes!
So I figure all I need is a chance. All I need is a chance to do something great to make everyone forget the whole sky falling thing once and for all. And then my dad will finally have a reason to be proud of me.
Time out!
Porcupine leaves the gym with balls impaled on his quills.
Nurse!
As the coach follows him out, the students dial cell phones.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah, Tiffany.
Oh, right. So, what do you think?
Okay, listen. You said the sky was falling. Your dad didn't support you.
I did.
And you have been hurting inside ever since, right?
Well,
it's hurt.
Well, it's hurt,
it's
but
stung,
it,
oh, okay?
Yes.
That's the nutshell. What has got to happen now is the nut needs to be cracked open. And not one little chip at a time, but bam, smash, bits of emotion flying everywhere. Anger, frustration, denial, fear, deep depression, in fact. You see what I'm saying?
Runt and Chicken Little stare blankly.
All right, forget the nut part. Okay, well, here's the main thing. You have got to stop messing around and deal with the problem.
Okay, yes,
here's the real solution. You and your dad talking. Closure.
Closure?
Closure. Talking about something until it's resolved. Wait, hold on. See? Look, there's a whole section about it in this month's Modern Mallard. Incredibly appropriate. Whew.
I told you, I have a plan.
Yeah, but according to Cosmo Duck, you should stop the squawk and try the talk. Beautiful Duckling says avoiding closure with your parents can cause early molting. See? Closure.
Fish tears out magazine
pages.
Come on,
just repeat after me. You, your dad, talk.
Fish folds them as he builds something.
Talking's a waste of time. I gotta do something great so my dad doesn't think I'm such a loser.
Come on, you are not a loser. You're inventive and resourceful and funny and cute.
What?
Runt. Should Chicken Little have a good talk with his dad and clear the air, or keep searching for Band-Aid solutions and never deal with the problem?
Band-Aid solutions?
Runt!
Well, I'm sorry, I'm very bad at reading facial cues.
Fish, help me out here.
Fish stands atop a model of the Empire State Building built from the magazine pages. He flings paper airplanes. One bounces off Abby's bill. Fish dodges the others as they swoop by. One hits him and he falls.
Men.
'Twas beauty that killed the beast.
I guess only girls are good at honest communication and sensitivity.
A dodgeball flattens Abby. Foxy and Goosey high five.
That does it. We were in a timeout, Foxy. Prepare to hurt. And I don't mean emotionally like I do.
Foxy snaps her fingers. Goosey grabs Chicken Little by his coxcomb, jerks him like a yo-yo, then shoots him like a rubber band against a high window. His flattened body flops end over end down the glass. Runt and his friends hurry toward him.
We will save you!
Goosey he chases them away.
Fall back, Mad Goose!
As they scatter, Chicken Little drops onto a fire alarm. Sprinklers shower Chicken Little's classmates. The gym teacher returns and sees the chicken hanging from the lever. Water fills his paper shorts and they rip off. He dangles in his tidy whities.
Chicken Little!
Later, he mopes.
Not showing up for class! Inappropriate school attire! Picking fights in gym class! And the fire alarm? Ever since that sky-falling incident, he's been nothing but trouble!
Behind a closed door, the principal lectures his dad.
Now look, Buck. You know I have the utmost respect for you.
I mean, you were Buck Ace Cluck, our school baseball star.
In a full trophy case, a news clipping reads, Buck Ace Cluck wins big game.
But let's face the facts. Your kid, he's nothing like you at all.
Okay. Thank you for talking to me. I'll take care of my son.
Buck exits the office. Chicken Little looks up from a bench.
Dad, it wasn't my fault. That, it was Foxy.
That's She's all right. It's fine. You don't have to explain anything.
His father plods past him, his beak hung low. Chicken Little follows. Outside, a single lamppost shines on Buck's car, which pulls ahead. In the back seat, Chicken Little rides with a seatbelt covering half his torso. Up front, moonlit trees pass beyond his father's windshield.
Hey, Dad? I was thinking, yeah, what if I joined the baseball team?
Startled, Buck weaves.
Watch where you're going.
Sorry there, buddy. Sorry. Baseball? Son, we talked about this.
Yeah, right. But, you know, that was when I was small. And, you know, I put on 5 ounces this year. I've really bulked up.
Really, son? Baseball? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, hey, why not, right?
Yeah, why not? But why?
Well, you know, Dad, you were such a big baseball star in high school, you know? Oh. I figured, hey, you could give me some pointers.
But son, you know, I'm just wondering, maybe baseball isn't exactly your thing, you know? Have you considered the chess team or the glee club? And then some teenagers, you know, they get quite a rush from stamp collecting. No. You want to stop? We'll get some stamps.
No, I don't like
all
stamps.
All colors, colorful things.
No, I was thinking baseball. I can't wait to see the look on your face when I smack that ball in for a touchdown. Dad, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Just do me one favor, son.
I sure, Dad, anything.
Just please try not to get your hopes too high.
Yeah, but Dad, I mean, I think I can.
Buck focuses on his driving.
Okay, Dad.
Chicken Little hangs his head. Opening his eyes wide, he looks out a window. We study his feathered face from outside the chubby car. As it motors on, little puffs of exhaust blow from its tailpipe. The car parks in front of a chicken coop-styled house. Father and son get out.
I bruise you. You bruise me.
They each enter through a door their own size.
We both bruise so easily.
Chicken Little hops upstairs.
I love you, and that's all I know.
A family portrait includes a red-haired lady chicken.
Oh, Chloe, if only you were here, you'd know what to do.
Chicken Little sits on the tin roof.
And all my plans keep falling through. All my plans, they depend on you.
In a neighbor's yard, a father dog throws a frisbee to his pup.
To help him grow.
His son catches it in his mouth.
I love you, and that's all. It's really all I know.
Chicken Little looks to the sky. A gleaming star reflects in his large eyeglasses and his little black eyes.
It's all.
Come on. All I need is a chance.
He makes 2 feathered fists under his pleading gaze.
It's all.
brightest star in the sky shines steadily above him. Daytime, a baseball sign-up sheet lists names. Foxy Loxy, Lucy Goosey, all the way down to Bunny Wunny. Two hands add a name with a fat pencil. C. Little. Later, Coach hands out baseball mitts. Chicken Little gets a tiny pink mitten. Now the Oakey Oaks Gazette reads, "Opening game today." In a dugout, Chicken Little sits apart from the others. As he waves, Fish waves back from the scoreboard, along with Runt and Abby. Now, Coach plucks a bat out of Chicken Little's hands and gives it to Foxy. She hits a homer and high-fives all her teammates, but dodges Chicken Little. He falls in the dust. Abby frowns thoughtfully. Later, a magazine rack shows everything from Cows Mupolitan to Horse Beautiful. Abby finds Baseball for Dummies. She reads, puts on a ball cap, and smiles mercilessly. In a gym, Chicken Little bench presses two donuts on a pencil. On home plate, he catches a ball, throws it, then catches it when it comes back. It's bouncing off Runt's belly. At a game, a hit soars toward Chicken Little. His dad winces in the stands. The ball bounces off Chicken Little, and Foxy catches it before it hits the ground. A newspaper reads, "Foxy does it again." Now, Chicken Little jogs after Runt on a bike. Fish stands on the back and dumps water from his helmet into Chicken Little's mouth. The jogger coughs it out. At another game, Coach points him to the bench while Foxy hits another homer. The newspaper announces, "Foxy unstoppable." As the coach repeatedly points Chicken Little to the bench, Foxy catches the ball and slides home. The newspaper proclaims, "Foxy our hero." Now a headline reads, "Acorns go for pennant today." At the game, a bear cub wears an acorn costume. Fish yells bubbles and flexes barbarically, his face painted in the acorn's colors.
There's excitement in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's been 2 decades since Oakey Oaks has beaten longtime rivals, the Spud Valley Taters. And now, down by only a single run, and with a player in scoring position, we finally have a chance again. This excitement isn't just about the fun of baseball. It's not about the prize. It's about the gloating and rubbing their noses in it. The na-na-na-na-na, we beat you taunting, if you will, that comes with the win.
As fans cheer, Fish crushes a soda can against his helmet.
That's right, folks. Oakey Oaks and the Honorable Mayor Turkey Lurkey will finally have bragging rights again for one full year.
Black-suited Secret Service dogs hold up cue cards. The mayor obeys. Stand, wave, check zipper.
But this battle has taken a heavy toll on our hometown heroes. After 9 grueling innings and several players out with injuries, the Acorns are scraping the bottom of the roster. Hopefully, there's just enough muscle on the bench to pull out a win. Up next... Chicken Little.
A dog in black holds a cue card. Weep hopelessly.
Clearly a long shot, folks. Little hasn't been up to bat once since joining the team.
He's gonna lose the game for us.
But wait, if he can just get a walk and advance to first, that powerhouse Foxy Loxy can step up and save us all.
Foxy waves and winks.
She's had a terrific game so far. A shoo-in for the MVP trophy.
Coach faces Chicken Little.
Okay, kid, listen up. You have an itty-bitty, teeny-tiny strike zone. There's no way he can throw you out. Just take the walk, don't swing.
Yeah, but Coach, I have a good feeling
about...
Look at
me, look at me. Don't swing, take the walk, you hear me? Just take the walk.
But Coach, wait, this...
Don't swing!
Chicken Little drags the bat to home plate.
Nervous, gangly, barely able to hold the pine, Little advances to the box. He's going to bat from the right.
He totters.
Make it the left. No, the right. The right.
Easy out.
A dog outfielder chases his tail.
Sure. Looks like left field's found something better to do. Center field's got a hunger.
A cow outfielder grazes.
And right field, digging for grubs.
Play ball!
A cougar wails.
Why him? Why now?
Chicken Little sees his dad slump.
I won't embarrass you, Dad. Not this time.
Here's the windup. The pitch. It's a high cutter.
Ball!
Chicken Little swings.
Strike one?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I've seen roadkill with faster reflexes. The catcher lays down the signals. Here's the pitch. Curveball low and outside. He swings!
Stay, rat two!
A dog in black's cue card reads, "Distance yourself."
I said don't swing!
Chicken Little sees nervous fans, pleading teammates, and Porcupine.
No. Batter up!
With a determined glare, Chicken Little spins his helmet on straight.
That's 2 in the hole. One more strike gets a punch out, folks, and we're all going home.
His glasses almost fall off as he heaves the bat over his shoulder.
Today.
new day.
The stork on the mound winds up and releases. The ball hurtles in slow motion toward Chicken Little.
Go swim!
His eyes tightly shut, he grits his teeth. As the ball approaches, he swings. Stars flash. Abby, Runt, and Buck all look up.
You take away my squeaky toy. It's a hit!
A hit?
A hit?
A hit?
A hit?
The ball bounces off the snoozing left fielder and the cow center fielder.
But wait, the batter is still unbelievably at home plate. He's standing in a daze. Run, kid, run!
Go, son, run!
The mayor's cue card reads, follow the crowd.
Run!
Chicken Little hops out of his oversized helmet.
There he goes, headed the wrong way. Wait, wait, wait!
No, no, not that way. Run the other way.
Turn around!
Wait, wait, wait. He's turned. I've never said these words before, but he's actually rounding home plate. Right behind him, Goosey Lucy steps on home and...
Today's new day. Today's new day.
We have a tie game.
The gopher Meanwhile, right fielder pops up under the ball. Looks the cow grabs him.
No, it's the center fielder. Mayhem in the outfield, ladies and gentlemen, as Rodriguez is fired to second.
The cow throws the gopher.
Catch is complete, but where's the ball?
At second base.
Little touches the bag and keeps going. It's a hunt for the rock. The fielders are having a little trouble. Some kind of commotion out there.
The ball's stuck on the cow's horn.
It's stuck. Tip the cow.
Tip the cow.
Oh, it's the old tip the cow play.
Two players carry the cow.
Looks like a stand-up triple.
Yes.
Hold up. No. Incredible. He's still going for the whole enchilada. The entire ball of wax. The kit and caboodle.
Go back. You're never going to make it.
Foxy runs beside him.
The kid's got gumption. He's trying to lighten his load. With the entire outfield right behind him, Little's on all cylinders now. He slides for the dish. Here comes the center fielder. It's going to be a bunt off.
He slides, and the cow crash lands at home plate. As the dust clears, Chicken Little sits buried up to his neck in dirt. The cow tags him with the ball.
You're out!
Chicken Little's friends watch sadly, and his dad covers his face.
Oh, folks, what a heartbreaker.
Wait.
Wait a cotton-picking second. Hold your horses here, and horses, hold your breath. This might not be over.
The umpire brushes away dirt, revealing Chicken Little's toe touching home plate.
Safe! The runner is safe!
As Abby hangs a 15 on the scoreboard, Foxy stares and twitches.
It's all over, folks! The acorns have done the impossible! For the first time in 20 years, we won the pennant! Mothers, kiss your babies! You've witnessed a miracle!
Foxy breathes heavily.
Remember where you were at this moment. The smells, the sounds. There's a new winner in town, and his name is Chicken Little!
That's the lucky hit!
Yes, Chicken Little, it's all yours! The victory, the triumph, the glory! And of course, getting doused with a sticky, gooey sports drink that soaks into your undies and chafes for hours! This is one memory you'll savor forever!
Fish wears a foam 10-gallon hat over his helmet. As Chicken Little rides on the arms of his teammates, his friends and father cheer.
Yes, we won! That's my boy out there! That's my boy!
Chicken Little squirms happily. Nighttime. At the Cluck House, light shines from a second floor window.
I am the champion.
On his bed, Chicken Little sings into a spoon.
And I'll keep on fighting till the end.
With a flashlight for a spotlight, he strums on the spoon like a guitar.
I am the champion. I am the champion, but gone is the loser, 'cause I am the champion.
He bolts to his windowsill.
Of the world! Yo!
Here's the windup.
And the pitch!
It's a knuckleball right down the middle.
He swings!
Crack!
It's going!
He rounds first, then on to second.
It's high off the wall!
He flies past third and heads for the plate!
It's a mad scramble for the ball. There's the throw home. It's going to be close. He is safe!
Buck picks up his son and dances.
Yes!
The mighty acorns win!
They flop side by side onto Chicken Little's bed.
Oh, geez, you know, I guess that puts the whole sky is falling incident behind us once and for all. Hey, kiddo?
You bet, Dad.
Chicken Little sits up on the quilt, stitched like chicken wire hexagons.
Unless you think we need closure?
Closure? What's the close here? Unless you think we need the
No,
close.
No, not
then
me.
It's closed.
I agree.
It's shut tight.
Vacuum sealed.
Close.
Okay, great, Dad. You closer, I don't know.
Come on.
All right. Enough fun. Good talk. Good talk, son.
Buck strains to get up.
Here, I'll give you a push.
Rock me a little. Hit me, Bond.
Okay.
Okay, I'm up.
On his way out, Buck looks back at his son.
Hey. Good night, Ace.
It's the wind-up and the pitch!
Chicken Little twirls.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
He hops off the bed to a tennis racket leaned against the wall, bounces off its webbing, and lands on his windowsill. Smiling, he lifts his gaze to his wishing star.
Thanks. Thanks for the chance.
In the sky, the star brightens and grows in size. Chicken Little takes off his glasses and wipes the lenses clean. He puts them back on and gapes. Our view rockets straight for his window. Chicken Little sees stars, then all goes to black. Now he struggles to stand under the weight of a glowing disc. Chicken Little forces it off and rubs his eyes. Opening them, he finds the six-sided tile on the floor with his gleaming star at its center. Downstairs, Buck jiggles a disposable popcorn tin over a stovetop burner. The foil covering swells. It explodes. Back upstairs.
A piece of the sky? Shaped like a stop sign? Not again!
Hey, son, you're right. I'm coming upstairs.
Chicken Little covers up the tile.
Hey, what's wrong?
Nothing.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard you yell.
No.
I fell out of bed.
His son stands several feet away from the footboard.
Huh? How'd you get over there?
Over where?
There.
Where?
There. How'd you get over there?
What are we talking about?
Never mind. What's the difference? Look, the past is behind us, right? Tomorrow's going to be a new day.
They swap a thumbs up. Buck leaves. Chicken Little looks to the blanket.
Please be gone, please be gone, please be gone, please be gone.
He throws the blanket off and sees only wooden floorboards. He looks around frantically.
Good.
He trips. He lands face first on the six-sided tile. It's now camouflaged to match the wood floor. Lots of tiny, six-sided outlines suddenly pulse over the tile. As Chicken Little hides, the tile blends in with the floor perfectly. Chicken Little puts one toe forward. He reaches out with one finger. The disguised tile shimmers. Chicken Little stands it on edge. The other side is covered with blinking lights and circuitry. He leans it on the wall. Again, little outlines surge across the tile. It matches the wallpaper. Chicken Little reaches one arm behind the tile. The front recomputes and shows the wallpaper and his arm. As he retracts his arm, the tile recomputes and shows only the wallpaper. Now, he holds it up to the window. As the tile matches itself to the starry sky, Chicken Little drops it. Now, in a psychedelic video, a rabbit boy and girl skip. In front of the TV, Abby and Runt stand butt to butt. In the video, lyrics appear. Abby and Runt lip sync to each other. In Abby's pond-themed bedroom, Fish cracks a glow stick and dances with it.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Gotta get with my friends.
Make it last forever.
Friendship never ends.
If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way.
Hello, Mary President.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So
Runt,
tell me what
quiet.
You want, what
I'm
you
on
really,
the phone.
Really want. I wanna really, really, really
Runt.
Want a zinga zinga.
Runt frowns sheepishly. As Fish claps, Abby takes the call.
Hey! Where are you? We already started. We were just What?
At the Cluck House.
All right, guys. Watch this.
Chicken lets the tile copy his face.
Bizarre. Okay, let me guess. You haven't told your dad yet.
Well...
I knew it. And why haven't you told him? Because there hasn't been any you, your dad, talking.
No, talk. There was talking. There was definitely talking.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? What did he say?
What?
All right, that's it. We are doing an intervention. You have got to stop messing around and deal with the problem.
She's right.
Abby, please. This is exactly what fell on me the first time. There's no way I'm bringing this up again with him.
No, he's not.
Runt.
Sorry. I'm a gutless flip-flopper.
Okay. Fish lets the tile copy his face.
A simple, logical explanation.
Copying Abby's face, he holds it above his neck.
Or maybe it's part of some experimental communication satellite.
I don't care what it is. I just want it out of my life. Gone for good. Everything back to normal.
Fish copies Abby's body and puts it under his head.
Hey, remember when that icy blue stuff fell from the sky? Everybody thought it was from space and stuff. And it just turned out to be frozen pee from a jet airplane.
Yeah, that's right. It's frozen pee. Yeah, it's frozen pee. Pee, 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 pee.
Could you stop saying that?
What? Pee?
Pee.
How about tinkle?
Piddle?
Whiz?
Wee wee?
Okay, subject change.
Make pishy?
I don't care what it is!
Fish eyes the tile circuitry.
Now, are you gonna help me get rid of it or not?
Fish pushes a button on it. He smiles as the front lights up. A blue energy pulse surges outward from the tile, then it hovers. Fish cocks his head, touches it, and claps. Fish hops onto it and it rises. His friends gape as it flies around the room.
Flying fish! Take cover!
As Runt squeezes under the bed, the tile whisks Fish out the window.
No! Fish!
Rising over the house, he waves his glow stick. The tile halts under a six-sided hole in the sky. As the tile seals the hole, Fish disappears from view. His glow stick hangs outside the sealed hole.
Come on, come on, come on!
His friends race downstairs.
Wait, wait, ho, ho, whoa, son, where's the fire here?
Chicken Little has something to tell you. Tell him. He can handle it.
Chicken Little stares up at his father.
What are we talking about? Gotta go, Dad, bye!
They run for the door.
You gotta be ready to listen to your children, even if they have nothing to say.
Outside.
Get tight, Fish!
Fish, we will try to save you!
Chicken Little and Abby jump over a fence. Runt crashes through it.
I'm sorry. Wait!
Running after his friends, he smashes into a parked car.
Sorry!
Kirk!
Hey!
Runt stops and makes a short hop onto a sidewalk. The three friends run past more picket fences to a meadow. Looking up past leafy tree limbs, they follow the glow stick in the sky. It descends beyond a dark sign that reads Oakey Stadium. The friends head through a gate to the baseball field. Runt stands with his shoulders slumped.
Fish!
Abby points up to the glow stick in the sky. Runt sweats. The glow stick spins. As it moves faster and faster, it begins to blur, forming a bright circle. The three friends stand with their mouths hanging agape. They inch forward as they watch. Letters and numbers sway on the scoreboard. A dugout trembles. Abby is taken aback as she sees the floodlights blink on. They flare brightly, then burn out, making lots of sparks. As the green circle glows in the sky, leaves and dust swirl up from the ground. The leaves spin around the three friends. The swirling motion looks like a tornado that leads straight up to the circle. Lightning flashes. Twinkling lights spread out from the center of the circle to the edges. The faint outlines of hexagons flash. Their six sides touch. Some of them blaze with a brilliant white light as the silhouette of a spaceship descends toward the kids. Chicken Little and Runt flee.
Wake up!
As she stares upward, mesmerized, he returns.
Come on, let's get out of here!
He yanks her away as landing gear lowers from the ship. As the ship touches down, the kids turn away, cowering. The hexagons flicker on the ship's underbelly, then go dark. The kids poke their heads up from a dugout. Shivering, Runt shields himself behind Chicken Little. On the underside of the ship, a hexagon iris opens and a tentacle reaches down with a spinning claw. Two metallic squid-like creatures come out, walking on the long, wiry tentacles. Three green lenses glow on each of their egg-shaped heads. The kids hide as the many tentacled legs stomp by toward the fence. Its wooden posts lift off the ground and hover. The aliens pass through, and the fence returns to normal.
She's probably stuffed and mounted like an intergalactic trophy, or maybe he's a half-living host implanted with her face-hugging embryo babies. One thing's for sure, man. He's gone. Gone, man.
Not yet.
Abby points. Fish waves from inside a glass dome atop the ship.
Oh, snap.
Now, light flashes. Inside a glass globe, purplish bolts of electricity arc around a ball. The globe stands perched in a curved corridor. The ceiling's covered with pipes, and a blue shimmer travels along designs on the wall. Steam puffs from a floor of glowing hexagons. Chicken Little, Abby, and Runt poke their heads out from around a corner.
Fish!
Now, the three kids creep past fleshy organs inside glass cases. Green eyeballs in a jar follow Runt's movements. Nauseated, he covers his mouth. Intestine-like organs with dangly tubes pulsate. Suspended inside an energy field, an orange tuft of fuzz hovers, shaped like a flame. It opens an eye. Chicken Little furrows his brow and cocks his head. The fuzzy creature tilts in the same direction. As Chicken Little straightens, the creature does the same. The small chicken takes a couple of steps closer, then winks. The creature winks back.
Hey! What are you doing? Come on!
The three kids move on. The fuzzy creature opens two more eyes, positioned side by side below the first, then swings out four legs. It hops down to the floor and follows.
Fish!
As Runt bumps into metal Fish. Tentacles hanging from the ceiling, a device overhead blasts electricity.
Where are you, Fish?
I can't handle the pressure!
Go on without me!
Runt.
Oh, they jeopardize the mission. Dangerous all. Throw me overboard while you still have a chance. Just leave me some ammo, a little water, some chips if you have
them. Calm. Okay, all right, listen. Run. Okay.
Where's your bag? Where's
he
your
breathes bag? Into a paper bag. As he hyperventilates, it gets sucked into his mouth. He coughs it out.
Slowly. Okay. Now, just do the thing you do to relax.
Later, as Runt follows Abby and Chicken Little, he dances nervously.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Staying alive.
He sees a sphere of green slime containing a fish skeleton. As Runt breathes into two paper bags, Fish hops out from behind the sphere. It was just an X-ray.
Fish!
His friends run over.
Fish! Are you okay?
Did they hurt you? Say something!
Yeah, don't tap the glass. They hate it when you do that.
All right, let's get out of here. Where's Runt?
Fish points to a vast chamber with a giant wall map. Inside, Runt stands trembling. The map shows a star system. Planets have been X'd out, including Saturn and Jupiter. As the fuzzy creature watches from behind a corner, Chicken Little and his friends see that Earth has been circled and arrows point to it. All the planets behind Earth have been X'd out.
Where next?
Runt faints. Later.
Okay, that's it. We're running back to your house and you're gonna tell your dad.
Okay, you're right.
Now the tentacled aliens clamber aboard the ship through the underside hatch. As they pass the empty energy field, one does a double take. The kids and aliens all see each other. The kids panic, and the aliens' face lenses turn red. The kids skedaddle. As the aliens chase them, the fuzzy creature watches them go. Now, the kids head through a door.
Stay alive!
Chicken Little presses a button, shutting the door. Fish dives through the floor hatch. As Runt tries to follow, he gets stuck. Abby hops up and down on his head. Underneath, Fish jumps up and grabs one of his legs.
No, Runt, not home! Push! Go!
We gotta get out of here right now!
The door slides open, revealing the aliens.
Come on, you guys!
He repeatedly shuts the door, and the aliens keep opening it.
Hurry! Okay, come on out! So, have you been to the mall?
The alien spins its pincher claws. Chicken Little shuts the door. As the aliens press the button, it stays closed. On the other side, Chicken Little leans on the button.
Come on, buddy. I'm sorry. Tension makes me blow.
Abby stomps him through. Runt picks up Fish, who's been squashed. Runt stretches him back out. As Chicken Little jumps down the hatch, the door opens.
Come on, guys!
Fish lingers and reaches playfully for the alien's swiping tentacles. Runt comes back and grabs him. As they run off, the aliens follow. Now, the fuzzy creature drops out of the ship. It heads after the others, now outside the stadium. As the aliens chase them, the youngsters flee down a dirt path. Runt lags behind. He carries Fish by his helmet. The alien's face lenses glow red. One snaps its pincers. Runt ducks, and the aliens hit a tree branch.
Curse these genetically tiny legs!
Runt trips and rolls down a hill. Fish runs on his fins as his three friends tumble. They all end up in a cornfield and disappear among the dense stalks. The aliens look down. As they converse, red dashes and lights blink on their metal heads. In the cornfield, the youngsters keep still. The aliens head down the hill, shining bright beams. On the hilltop, the fuzzy orange creature spots them and follows. Now the aliens retract the pincers on their tentacles and replace them with machete-like knives. Next, they spin their tentacles like helicopter blades and fly. Chicken Little and Abby look up fearfully.
What's that noise?
It's Runt eating an ear of corn.
Sorry, nervous eater.
One hovering alien shears off stalks just above the kids' heads.
Run! Wait! Fish!
Runt grabs Fish and they run through a clearing. Abby eyes the distant schoolhouse.
The school bell! We've got to ring the school bell to warn everyone! Come on!
Leading the group, Abby charges through the dense cornfield. Above, the aliens shine their beams and speed over the stalks, cutting leaves left and right. The group furiously runs from the sharp blades. Elsewhere in the field, the tiny orange creature fearfully climbs up a stalk. Chicken Little and his running friends bump the stalk and the creature falls off. Now, the aliens and the kids turn and veer, narrowly missing each other repeatedly. An aerial view shows the aliens forming a crop circle. Chicken Little and his friends reach an opening in a wooden fence. They leave the field and run to the schoolhouse. Abby pulls on the doors.
It's locked!
They're coming!
Chicken Little backs up and looks at the bell tower.
I need a soda.
Now, the soda machine refuses Runt's dollar.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Corner's all wrinkled. What? Why are we doing this?
The alien searchlights shine over a hill. Runt flattens the dollar and reinserts it.
Yes!
The dollar spits back out. Runt picks up the machine and smashes it down. While punching it, a bottle shoots out. Chicken Little leaps and catches it.
What happened? I blacked out there for a second.
Chicken Little shakes the soda and blasts upward. Losing the bottle, he clings to a brick on the tower. It loosens, and the chicken drops to a ledge. Finding the plastic bottle, he moves it under the falling brick. The spurt shoots him up to the bell. As he grabs the rope, he eyes the distant aliens. He remembers his first time ringing the bell.
The sky! The sky! The sky!
It was just an acorn, a little acorn.
I can't tell you how embarrassed I am, folks.
Back in the present, the aliens corner his friends.
Come on, Chicken Little, ring the bell!
One of the aliens grabs Abby. Chicken Little jumps up and yanks on the rope. The alien drops Abby. Both aliens grab their heads in agony. In the cornfield, the fuzzy creature grimaces and closes its eyes. It burrows into the dirt. On a residential street, lights go on in every house. In one yard, lit candles surround a birdbath filled with soapy bubbles.
Huh? What?
The mayor peeks from the suds. At the Cluck house, Buck wakes up in front of the TV.
A cold front is moving in, so the alarm bell has been activated. Quick, get a camera crew!
Buck jumps up. Outside, the residents run down a street to the schoolhouse. Chicken Little keeps pulling the rope. The aliens' lights flicker yellow as they spot the oncoming crowd. They both spin sideways into the cornfield. Chicken Little sees them fleeing.
Chicken Little, you better have a good explanation for this.
What did he say?
Follow me! Come on, hurry! Hurry! Alien's here!
As the crowd follows him, Buck arrives at the schoolhouse.
It's happening again.
Come on, hurry!
Hurry!
Chicken Little opens a gate to Oki Stadium.
Come on, come on! You're about to see it!
The aliens start their ship. It rises into the air.
Quick! Quick, it's taking off! Come on, if you don't hurry up, you're gonna miss it!
The mayor stops.
Oh, look! A penny!
Oh, guys!
Oh, right.
As the crowd runs toward the field, the mayor picks up the penny.
Hurry! Oh, hurry!
The cloaking device activates.
Come on, quick, it's taking off!
The residents run into the field and find nothing.
What are we looking for?
I don't know.
A cameraman searches the dim baseball field.
Yeah, okay. I know this looks bad, but there's an invisible spaceship right there with aliens who are here to invade Earth. Let me show you.
Chicken Little tosses a stone.
Ooh, bad throw.
Okay, let me try again. Okay, well, we all know I don't have a very good arm, but you see, there's these cloaking panels on the bottom. They make it disappear. And I know this because one fell out of the sky and hit me right on the head.
No, it's the acorn thing all over again.
There's no story here.
Well, at least we can sell the video to Chickens Gone Wild.
I'm telling you, everybody, it was here.
No, wait, there were aliens.
It's true that their eyes are glowing and then tentacles and maps with planets with exits through them.
That's enough. Don't make Mommy take away your Streisand collection!
Mom, can you leave Barbara out of this?
Why can't you keep that child of yours under control?
I'm telling the truth!
Nonsense!
Dad! I'm not making this up! You gotta believe me this time.
Buck takes a deep breath. His eyes dart nervously. Behind him, the gathered residents stare angrily at Chicken Little. Buck shakes his head.
No, son, I don't.
Chicken Little's shoulders droop.
I can't tell you how embarrassed I am, folks. I'm really sorry about this, everyone. Looks like this is just a big, crazy misunderstanding.
Well, other than the penny, this whole evening was a wash.
Foxy goes to Buck.
Oh, Mr. Cluck, don't take it so hard. No one blames you.
Abby watches Chicken Little thoughtfully as the tiny chicken hangs his head and walks away. With his back turned, Buck heads in the opposite direction with Foxy. Our view rises over the fence of Oki Stadium. In the moonlit cornfield, the long leaves of a few stalks shade the ground. The fuzzy orange alien pops out. It glances up and sees the outline of his camouflaged ship fly away. The four-legged alien races forward and reaches out. As the ship disappears, all three eyes droop. Hiding, it watches Chicken Little pass. The defeated chicken rubs his beak and trudges along a cleared path. Trembling, the alien runs out behind him and stops. It waddles a few paces and follows. Now in space, the ship soars away. On board, squid-like aliens push a red button. Subtitles appear. Emergency, emergency, send help. Daytime, at the Cluck House. On the TV, rodents flee with their arms raised.
Reports of panic and mayhem are still pouring in after yet another Chicken Little incident last night. In one instance, an entire family of lemmings was sent running in fear. But unable to find a cliff, they instead began throwing themselves from the nearest park bench.
Hello, I'm sorry. Hello, I apologize. Hello, give me a break. Hello, what? You were trampled? That's terrible. I thought rabbit's feet were supposed to be lucky.
You have hate mail.
I'm truly sorry. That wasn't very funny.
You have more hate mail.
Hi, what are you saying, sir?
Your hate mail box is full.
Oh, yes, I do see the sky riding there. Thank goodness the cloud blocked the last letter. Hello? Hey, watch your mouth. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I'd like to see you try. Okay, I love you too, Mom.
In the backyard, Chicken Little sits on a tree stump with his head hung low. Wearing a frown, he lightly twiddles his dangling feet. As Chicken Little shakes his head, a modern Mallard magazine lands in front of him. He looks up and finds his friends.
If there was ever a time to talk to your dad, it's now.
It's too late for that.
It's too late. Maybe now it's too late.
No, he really did try to make it.
Runt. Just think about it.
Something inside has died and they just can't hide. They just can't fake it.
Abby, Runt, and Fish leave him.
No.
Runt, I really just want to be alone right now.
Chicken Little sees the orange alien. It shows only one eye. Chicken Little hops off the stump, edges toward the creature, and winks.
Ah! Abby, run! Fish! Look! There! Look there!
The scared creature panics the animals. The panicked animals scare the creature. Fish stops the commotion.
His name is Kirby?
They left him behind?
Darth Vader's Luke's father?
No. Come on. Don't cry. We're here for you. We're going to do whatever it takes to get you back home, okay? Here, blow.
He holds out a hanky. The wet hanky sticks to Chicken Little's hand. He shakes his arm, then wipes it off in the grass.
See, guys? He's cool. He was just freaked out, that's all.
Kirby puffs into a frizzy ball. Chicken Little smooths his hair and flattens out a loose curl. Above, cracks spread through the cloudy sky. As lightning flashes, the cracks widen and fragments fall to the streets below. Buck runs out of the house and looks up. His jaw drops wide open. The spreading cracks form a network of connected hexagons. In a street, a leopard driving a spotted car brakes hard. A blowfish in a fishbowl car rear-ends him and balloons up. Above, the tiled sky separates and emits a glowing light. Dozens of camouflaged ships become visible and spin down toward the town. The hovering vessels shine beams of light onto the streets below. As their shadows cover the land, Porcupine stares and points at the invaders.
Whoa.
The residents scurry in every direction. In the sky, smaller spaceships descend from the fleet of large motherships. In the Cluck's backyard, Kirby jumps up.
Those are your parents?
Rita.
And they brought the Galactic Armada?
Kirby scurries into the street. A doghouse-shaped car swerves around him.
Watch out for the kid! Don't hit him!
Son, there you are! Quick, get in the car! We gotta go!
No, wait, Dad, I gotta tell you something.
What? I know, you were right. Alien invasion. I see that now. Look up. There it is.
Yeah, you know, about that. It's actually just a rescue mission.
Rescue mission?
Yeah, you see, this alien kid was left behind by mistake, and they're just coming back to get him. So we have to help him, Dad, because if we don't, who else will?
What?
Ugh. Forget it. You know, you wouldn't believe me anyway.
He runs away.
Son! Son, come back! Son! Chicken Little!
Mr. Kroc! Wait! He's telling the truth!
He is! Though given his track record, we understand why you don't believe him!
The ships swarm over the town. On board one ship, an alien meets with the worried alien parents. Subtitles appear. Is there any sign of him? Negative. We'll have to send in the ground troops. Hatches open and release dozens of squid-like aliens. Spinning their tentacles, they descend. A dozen residents freeze. Before them, several aliens plant their tentacles on the street. Their red face lenses flash on their robotic heads. The residents scatter, revealing Foxy, who defiantly chucks a stone at an alien's head. It fires a green laser and she vanishes. Smiling nervously, Goosey drops a stone and flees. Now, Kirby runs through traffic.
Watch out for the kid! No! Don't hit him! Look out!
As a truck speeds toward Kirby, Chicken Little pulls back on a car antenna and catapults himself through the air. He grabs Kirby, and they both fly toward a set of doors. They zoom into the movie theater and bounce off the blank screen. The kids pat themselves down, then Kirby holds out one limb. They bump fists, then rapidly slap dozens of high fives.
Chicken Little!
Kirby hides.
Where's your head? We gotta get out of here. Come on. And you with the running and the jumping.
Dad, no, wait.
What are you guys doing? We gotta get out of here. It's like War of the Worlds out there.
Chicken Little resists his dad.
For 1 second, it's not dangerous.
We are under attack. Will you two stop messing around and deal with the problem?
As Buck stares at Abby, Chicken Little yanks his arm free.
You're never there for me.
What?
Okay, that's not what I had in mind, but
You're never there for me. I mean, you were there when I won the big game, but not when I thought the sky fell. And not at the ball field, and certainly not now.
This is good. Keep going, keep going.
You've been ashamed of me ever since the acorn thing happened, and we have to talk about it, because modern mallards says avoiding closure can lead to molting, and I'm already small, and on top of that, I don't think I could handle being bald.
Buck's surprised face wilts.
I didn't realize, son. I never meant to. The acorn, the sky, I mean the whole...
Buck slouches.
You're right. You're right.
Chicken Little blinks up at him.
Your mom, she was, you know, she was always good with stuff like this.
Buck runs a hand down his feathered face.
Me? I'm going to need a lot of work.
Abby inches down an aisle.
But you need to know that I love you, no matter what. And I'm sorry.
He looks down squarely at his son.
And I'm sorry if I ever made you feel like that was something you had to earn.
A smile forms on Chicken Little's beak. As they hug, Abby bounces giddily. Abby's eyes dart uneasily. She cycles a finger, prompting them to speed it up.
We're good. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, Dad. Now all we gotta do is return helpless little Kirby.
The alien scoots from behind the curtain and worms playfully through Buck's clothing.
Return this whatever it is? This is crazy, crazy.
The son frowns.
Crazy wonderful. Just tell me what you need me to do.
You really mean it?
You bet. Anything, son.
His son puffs out his chest.
Come on, Dad. We've got a planet to save.
As they pass Abby, Kirby keeps tickling Buck.
Crazy supportive, that's me.
Oh!
This thing likes to nibble, doesn't it?
Chicken Little backtracks onto a seat eye level to Abby and grabs her.
By the way, I'd like to say I've always found you extremely attractive.
He plants a hard kiss on her bill. Abby blushes, then relaxes. One webbed foot rises. As Chicken Little dashes out, Abby twirls around with a dreamy look.
Now that's closure.
Outside, Runt and Fish stop in front of the theater.
Wait, what's going on?
Abby dances past, giddily.
Oh, they've given her an alien mind wipe!
Runt faints.
Okay, son, what do we do now?
Okay, this is a piece of cake, Dad. All we have to do is take the kid down the street to the giant metal alien.
The mayor's car stops before the alien.
We surrender! Here, take the key to the city!
It zaps his hat.
Key to my car?
It zaps the car.
Tic-tac?
It zaps the mayor.
I got it, I got it.
Forget plan A!
The alien targets Buck, who holds Kirby. Buck narrowly escapes the laser, which zaps the theater ticket booth. Three aliens swivel the robotic heads and march back. Buck and the two kids hide in a truck. The three aliens pass by on their tentacles.
Okay, okay, what now, son? Who, by the way, I support 100%?
Plan B?
Of course, Plan B! What is Plan B?
Kirby points out the window.
What? You have to go to the bathroom? Uh-uh. You want juice? Uh-uh. A snack? Corn dog? On a stick? Want to play some golf?
What do you want?
I stink at this. I'm a horrible fraud.
Okay, talkie.
No, I am.
Kirby angrily turns Buck's head. He points to a spaceship above the town hall's clock tower.
Oh, is that your parents?
Patricia!
That's it, Dad! Plan B! All we have to do is duck and weave through traffic and make our way through town square while avoiding the death rays from those alien robots. Then we get to town hall, climb up to the highest point on the roof, and give the kid back to its parents!
Buck watches with a frozen grin.
Yeah!
Now, Buck kicks open the back of the truck, and they race out. As cars and buildings evaporate under the green lasers behind him, Buck trips over a trash can, and Kirby goes flying. Chicken Little catches him. As the three aliens close in on him, Buck deflects a laser with the trash can's lid. The laser disintegrates an alien. Now, Buck hurls the trash can lid like a frisbee. It ricochets off the other two aliens, who dizzily drop.
Now that's what I call taking out the trash!
With Chicken Little and Kirby under each arm, Buck races for the town hall. Alien tentacles stomp down, making a cage around him.
Okay, son, now what?
Fire truck!
The aliens shoot just as a red truck nabs them. It's Runt and Fish.
Plan C!
Fish wears a fire helmet as Runt drives with his portly body hanging out the driver's window.
Runt, no, turn around! Go back to town hall!
But they'll vaporize us! You want me to do what?
Runt, just do it. It'll work. We'll survive!
I will survive? Break, Abby!
Okay.
Abby works the pedals.
Floor it!
She presses the gas pedal. Runt avoids lasers as he speeds back to the town hall.
Deploy ladder, Fish!
The ladder extends out to the side of the moving truck. They charge. The ladder sweeps the alien's tentacles out from under them.
I'll survive! I will survive!
The truck hits the town hall steps. Buck, Kirby, and Chicken Little tumble inside, landing by an out-of-order elevator.
Plan D!
They race up 10 flights of stairs.
Thighs hurting, drumsticks burning, but loving you.
Buck drops. The others drag him.
Full support.
Spaceships swarm over the town hall's clock tower. A hatch in the tower's gold dome opens. As Chicken Little climbs out, his dad passes him Kirby.
I can't get out. Come back, son. We can't go out this way. It's too dangerous.
No, Dad, I can do this.
It's too dangerous.
I can do this. I can. You gotta believe me this time.
I do, son.
Buck smiles. So does Kirby.
Okay, hang on tight.
Chicken Little licks his palm and flicks his coxcomb. He lashes it to the dome and it sticks. He does sticky somersaults up to the acorn steeple.
Yes!
Here's your kid! Look over here! Here's your kid! He's okay!
A spaceship hatch opens. Below, aliens climb up the town hall. Kirby squirms happily, spotting his alien parents.
He's all right! Stop the invasion!
Aliens climb the tower.
Gun! Gun!
Buck jumps back in the hatch. As an alien looks inside, Buck blasts out in slow motion. He flaps his arms and flies to the top.
I'm here, son!
Dad, look out!
Aliens surround them.
Get away from my boy!
Buck kicks one away. Punching another, he pounds his foot into two more. Buck and his son throw their arms up victoriously. A laser blasts all three of them. In a flash of light, they reappear in a black void. Floating, they see Foxy sucking her thumb and other weightless residents. The mayor drifts by.
Tic-tac?
Now in a fiery blast, three angry eyes appear.
Why did you take our child?
Hey! Just hold on there, buddy. My son did not take your kid. You were the one that left him behind. That's bad parenting. And I should know.
Silence!
The giant eyes circle him.
Release the child.
Okay.
Buck obeys. Kirby scurries to a larger tuft of fuzz shaped just like him.
Sweetheart! Oh, Kirby, I'm so happy to see you, my darling.
Well, at least they're back together.
Got the kid.
You have violated Intergalactic Law 90210, a charge punishable by immediate particle disintegration!
Dozens of guns and sharp-edged weapons point at them.
Oh, snap.
Smaller eyes emerge.
What's that? I don't quite...
Eyelashed eyes appear.
Alvin, honey? He's saying they're telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
It was just a misunderstanding.
Well, then, this is awkward.
Yes, it is.
I suppose I should...
Put the big guns away?
Yes.
Now put them down.
Oh, of course.
Buck and his son drop to the floor.
And turn off your big voice.
But I don't...
Turn it off.
But...
Melvin.
But I don't get to use the big voice very often.
Melvin...
Yes, dear.
The egg-shaped heads on two aliens hinge open. Each contains a fuzzy creature like Kirby.
Hi. Anyone want to try the big voice?
In town, mechanical-suited aliens restore residents and buildings.
Again, I cannot tell you how sorry we are for this whole misunderstanding.
Oh, dear goodness. We are so very sorry.
Yes, we are. And if it hadn't been for your son there, well, we might have vaporized the whole planet.
What?
Oh, my goodness, what a shame that would have been.
Tell him!
I mean, where else would we have picked our acorns?
We stop here every summer on the way to the in-laws.
Every year.
Oh, yeah. Looked on all the other planets, you can only find them right here on Earth.
Just as it says here on your primitive graphic display.
One alien with a crew cut wears three-lensed sunglasses.
Okay, everything's been put back to normal. Except for this one over here.
Hi, y'all.
Foxy?
As she frolics in a frilly dress, her golden locks bounce.
She got her brain waves a little scrambled during reconstitution, but no worries, we can put her back the way she was.
No! She's perfect.
Lollipop! Lollipop!
Scary.
Runtz kisses Foxy.
Whoops! Darling, look at the time. We better get a move on.
Melvin wears a three-eyed Mickey Mouse watch.
All right, then. It was good meeting you. Sorry for the whole full-scale invasion thing. But, hey, I'm a dad. You know how it is with your kids. When they need you, you do whatever it takes.
The yellow alien mom smiles. As the red dad hugs Kirby, a panel falls off their ship.
There goes that panel again.
She reattaches it.
Every year we come here, this thing falls off. Seriously, honey, someday it's going to hit somebody on the head.
Oh, nonsense.
Uh-huh. You can't return the panel, can you?
Now that's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. You threw away the receipt again.
Silence!
Melvin, did you just try and use the big voice on me?
The ship lifts off the ground.
Who are we talking about?
The ship does a loop and vanishes into the blue sky.
So, I like to see the movie they make about you now.
I just hope they stay true to what really happened.
Oh, son, these people are from Hollywood. The one thing they will never do is mess with a good story.
1 year later, a muscular chicken appears on screen.
Red alert! Man your battle stations! Status report, Mr. Fish.
A sexy duck listens to Fish's report.
Commander Little, the evil Fox Loxian army has broken through the planet's atmosphere.
Oh, but that means...
Yes, I know. The sky is falling.
Commander Little, no!
Please, call me Ace.
Oh, Ace, no!
I never intended to bring you into this.
Ace's teeth sparkle.
Abby.
Runt, you copy?
Yes, Commander.
Runt, my friend, an alien fleet is about to invade Earth. Civilization as we know it depends on me, and to a lesser extent, you. So I've just got one question for you. Are you ready to rock?
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low.
The massive boar pilots a pig-nosed spaceship next to Ace's vessel.
Raise your pork shield, Runt. Prepare to engage.
They fire lasers at an oncoming fleet of alien ships.
Stay on target.
Animals watch in a sold-out theater.
Give them a taste of the other white meat.
Captain, look out.
Runt!
Runt, are you all right?
No. You gotta go on without me, Commander.
In one row, Foxy wipes a tear.
Just leave me some ammo.
The real Runt mouths the lines.
Some chips if you have them.
This is amazingly accurate.
Fish happily nods. In the next seats, Abby and Chicken Little snack.
He was my good friend. Oh, Abby.
In the audience, Abby and Chicken Little accidentally touch hands and fidget Abby. Bashfully.
Ace!
Abby.
Ace!
They shift closer together Abby. And hold hands. Ace. Now in the movie.
Good people of Oaky Oaks! Though at times it may feel like the sky is falling around you, never give up. For every day is a new day.
Metal wings with soda bottles on each end extend from Ace's back. He pops off the caps and grabs Abby.
Ace.
They rise into the air, revealing Ace's paper shorts. The hero flies forward, salutes the audience, then blasts away into a gold and pink sky. In the theater, the residents get up and cheer. As the crowd turns and faces Chicken Little, he grins vibrantly. His father picks him up, rustles his crest, and sets him on top of his shoulder. Buck raises his other arm victoriously. Chicken Little looks at his father and reaches his arm up. The father happily tosses his son up in the air and catches him. Several spotlights focus on the little hero, then fan out over the residents. As the lights swirl around, Fish pumps a foam hand in the air. Now, spotlights shine over a black background. A beam locks over Runt as he prances to the center. With his hands connected, he bobs. Coming from the other direction, a spotlight shines on Foxy. She dances up to Runt. He turns his head away, then takes her hand and twirls her into the air. He taps his chest.
I couldn't if I tried.
Oh, honey, if I get restless.
Baby, you're not that kind.
As Runt rolls, Foxy jogs on top of him, then spins him around by his foot.
And nobody knows.
Back on their feet, the couple twirls.
When I was down,
I was your clown.
Now Buck and Chicken Little shake their stuff.
Nobody knows it. Nobody
Buck
knows.
Rolls his fists, then high-fives his son. Chicken Little does a handstand. In another spotlight, Fish waddles toward us. Holding onto his helmet, he does a 360 inside, then spreads his fins. Abby faces Chicken Little and pumps her hips. Under a flashing strobe, Porcupine snakes his arms and shakes. As Goosey leaps, Chicken Little spins on his head.
Don't go breaking my... Don't go breaking my...
I won't go breaking your heart!
Don't go breaking my... Don't go breaking my...
Don't go breaking my heart!
Come on, run!
The stars shining on him, Runt swivels his enormous globe-shaped body. Chicken Little dances next to Buck. Copying his son, Buck kicks one leg back. He winces and holds his hip. Now Kirby jams in sunglasses. In a shared spotlight, the dancers strike a pose and confetti explodes over them.
Sing it again!
As they scroll upward, Chicken Little pops up and waves goodbye to us. Credits. distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. A logo, Walt Disney Pictures. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. Read by Kim I. Guest.